Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks, which the easiest way to find all these shows is I post this up on Facebook, so some people never have found it by going to iHeartRadio or Apple or Amazon or Spotify or Pandora. They first see me sending it over to them, or I may even email it to people. So there's a lot of great people I've interviewed. I think a lot of information that I've provided as well has been very valuable to people. And I've had people tell me, hey, I'm going through all your shows. Right now when I'm saying this, there's about 112, 113 shows up there. So if you go to danshealthtalks.com, put that up in the address bar, www.dans, no apostrophe between the N and S, danshealthtalks.com. One of the first things I had my webmaster do for me is it'll pop up. And if you click on that, it'll take you over to Podbean. You can also go over to Vince and come down to iHeart and go over that way. But when it pops up that way, it saves you from having to search around and try to find Dan's Health Talks up on iHeartRadio or on Podbean or any of these other outlets. It'll take you directly to it. So you can listen to the show I'm doing today. You can listen to shows I've done weeks before, or you may hear something here, but you're going, well, that was interesting. I need to hear that again, or I have a friend I wanted to hear what he had to say, or so-and-so had to say. You can find it. It makes it easy. So I'm really pleased with that factor. I want this information to touch as many people's lives as possible. And one thing I want to talk about, you know, this is controversial. There's a lot of alternative health doctors and doctors like the frontline doctors that are really scared of the vaccines. They're really concerned because those vaccines actually had not been approved in the typical way vaccines are approved by the FDA. They were put in as emergency basis. We don't know the long-term effects of some of these vaccines. I'm most concerned about Pfizer and Moderna because of the way they made, it's not really a vaccine, this RNA type of vaccine. And some people say it will continue to affect your immune system. It's going to be good against the coronavirus, but may stop you from being good against other type of things that may attack the body. And it may shut down the macrophage. I believe it's number two. There's four different kinds of macrophage. Macrophage, I describe as being the little Pac-Man of the immune system, going in and just eating up bacteria and virus and fungus and stuff. And so it activates one form, but deactivates the other is what some scientists are saying. Then there's other concerns. And one of the things to make a vaccine work is you have to create an inflammatory state within the body. And then that gets the immune system going, and then it associates that attack with that whatever, whether we're talking about this RNA type vaccine, or if we're talking about Johnson & Johnson and some of the others. It's true on flu vaccine, it's true on all of them. You get you feel a little worse before you feel better. If you don't feel worse, you may not have ever activated. Now, the best thing that could have happened to you as far as coronavirus is to have the coronavirus and survived it, did okay with it, because the antibodies that produces is better than the vaccine, and that information is now being confirmed. And there's people that promote vaccines that make billions and billions of dollars that don't want that out there. They want to keep doing it. And I'm afraid some of our people in the government itself also have their hand in the pocket of some of these pharmaceutical companies. So when there's billions and billions of dollars sold, them and their family gets richer too, and that concerns me. And also, the vaccine companies are big, and the pharmaceutical companies are the biggest lobbyists. In other words, when you're a senator or a representative and you want to run for office, and you want to run it, and then in 2 years or 6 years, you want to run again, it costs a lot of money. I understand that every senator and every rep has to spend a couple hours a day as soon as they get in office trying to raise money for their next campaign. It's a business, and a tough business. And so it makes it very easy for someone like China. Hey, we'll give you some money here, and we'll figure out ways to get your money to your campaign. We want this. Or someone like a pharmaceutical company saying, we'll help finance your campaign. We want you to be very favorable to what we're doing. And that kind of thing really concerns me, and I don't know what will ever be done about it, if anything, because the people that need to do something about it are the very same people that are benefiting. Like, I got something in the mail, let's put term limits on congressmen and stuff. Well, they're going to be the ones that vote for it, and they're going to vote themselves term limits. It's a great lifestyle, a lot of money, a lot of fun, a lot of parties, and probably not too tough of work, but interesting, and they get a lot of status from it. So they're not going to give up that lifestyle. Once they get in there, they're going to do everything they can to hold on to it. But back to the point, we don't know what the long-term effects of these vaccines are going to be. I've heard some really scary things, and I've heard things that they're very safe, and they may be. So there's a lot of natural things that people have talked about, and some of these that I do. I personally take 10,000 IUs of D3 every day, plus I take MK7. I try to get around 300 micrograms of MK7 with it. That makes sure when I take that high level of D3 that calcium doesn't build up in my blood vessels, but goes to the bones. It also helps with the mitochondria. I take 4 milliliters of the Restore product every day, sometimes 6. I'll take 4 in the morning, sometimes 2 later in the afternoon. I take it first thing in the morning, right there when I first go in the bathroom. It's very slippery, so I take it over the sink. It's usually a little bit drips out. But that really gets the mitochondria of the immune system activated, energetic. One of the things you have as a child you don't have when you're older. But what I love about it also, there's 2 states in the immune in the cells, one called autophagy and one called mitophagy. Well, some of the great longevity doctors that study what will extend life say the primary thing that will extend life is how clean you keep the inside of the cells. So autophagy is the cleaning of the overall cell. Mitophagy is the cleaning of the mitochondria cell within there. So if you keep that detoxified, where the trash is not building up, then you're going to live longer. Well, your immune system is going to work better too. It gets trashy, and it's you have things you've learned, your immune system has learned to fight, but it's not a very good fighter anymore. It's like a soldier that's grown old and tired. Well, I believe the Restore product, the reason a lot of people feel so good taking it and stay healthier, is because one of the things it does is makes the immune system healthier, as well as the regular cells of our body healthier. It's such a phenomenal product. But there's other things I look at. Now, Reed and I take 10,000 IUs of D3. At one time, I took 5,000. And my D3 levels, when I had my blood measured, was only about 35, which is almost right on the edge of too low, maybe a little lower than that. And I went, wow. So I had to jump it up to 10,000. You may be able to get by with 4,000 or 5,000, but you need to have it measured. Fortunately, one of the things being my age, my insurance covers every 3 months to get blood tests. So every 6 months or so, I'll have my D3 levels measured to make sure I'm in the right range. Ideal range is right around 70. And you can get up a little higher and it'd be good for you. You don't want to get over 100, but you certainly don't want to get down to the 30s and 40s. They did find that the people that have died of coronavirus, most all of them, if not all of them, had a low level of D3. And so it's very, very important. Now, glutathione, N-L-cysteine, you can take a liposome form of glutathione and it will get past the stomach acid into the body, or you can take N-L-cysteine. Glutathione has so much to do with the strength of your immune system. If you were in the hospital dying, they would give you IVs of glutathione. There is just old vitamin C makes a world of difference. I try to take 4,000 to 6,000 milligrams of vitamin C. Matthias Raff and Linus Pauling determined the minimum amount that we need is 4,000. Linus Pauling took 13,000 because he measured all these animals that produce vitamin C out of their liver, and measured and then contrasted it over to their, or correlated it to their how much they weighed. And he said, okay, he was a 160-pound man. If he was producing it out of his liver, like the, most all other animals do, he would be producing 13,000 milligrams a day. Now, you want the buffered form of vitamin C with the bioflavonoids, rutin and hispin and number ones. You look for that. You want buffered form, because if you take it and just the ascorbic acid form, then it will create sort of an acidic state within your colon, and you'll get diarrhea. But, and besides, the liver has to turn it into a buffered form for it to enter into the cells. So when it's bound to magnesium, sodium, or calcium, that's what the body wants to do. I prefer to bind it with magnesium, but any way that buffers it makes it good. So I would, during these times, I would be taking 3,000 twice a day of ascorbate vitamin C, and you'll live longer. The animals that produce vitamin C live twice as long. Guinea pigs are one of the animals that don't produce it, and when they give it the same level as the other little laboratory mice that do produce it, it doubles the lifespan of the guinea pigs. It also keeps your ligaments and tendons in your skin. Your skin will look younger because it keeps that tensile strength within the collagen. And so it also does that to your blood vessels. Matthias Rass research said if you take it with proline and lysine, a pretty good dose of proline and lysine, talking about at least 2,000 milligrams of both, maybe a little bit more proline, or you take it with collagen and lysine, collagen protein, with the vitamin C, it will rebuild the lining of your blood vessels. Every 3 days, that lining is supposed to slough off and give you nice, smoother, far smoother than silk. But calcium could have built up there, plaque could have built up there, and then you start having problems. Vitamin C is a great way of rebuilding that lining, and that may be a primary way of why people live longer that are on it. But I don't talk about vitamin C very much. It's just like, oh, everyone should know that. And I forget a lot of people don't know that. Some people are new to nutrition. When coronavirus came around, people started hearing, oh, people that have higher levels of vitamin D3, or if you take zinc with quercetin, it works like hydrochloroquine. I know doctors here that that provide hydrochloroquine and there are drugs out there that are pretty harmless drugs that are very effective. And so there are doctors out there that are looking at ways to support your system without causing any problems. The problem with the vaccines is when you compare how many people have died from the reaction to the vaccine, like the flu vaccine, to this one, it's over 10 times. I think it's more than that, of how many people have died. So it does have a reaction. It does cause problems. And so I'm here to show you alternatives. I'm going to be interviewing Dr. McDay in just a minute, and he'll have something to say about it as well. But there's a lot of different things out there. And then our old friend, Dr. Kaz Ingram, his Oregarest product, his juice of oregano, both work in two different areas, his oregano oil. Now, I use the Oregarest, and I use the spray. I'd spray it in the back of my throat, the Rega spray, to really help my body be able to fight things off. And I think it's a fantastic line of products by North America Urban Spice. And I would use at least 2 capsules 3 times a day. And if I can afford to use that, definitely to keep your immune system strong. Wonderful, wonderful product line. And he now has a pine-based product. and altar pine or something like that. Pine, some believe, is the best way to clean out the vaccine out of the cells, the ability to damage, to purify the cells. And you can literally get pine needles and maybe first soak them in some silver, like silver biotics, in just case there's any pathogens on them, kill those, and then simmer them in a tea and drink that. You know, let it simmer for a little while, and that oil that comes off of that is very, very healthy for you. Now, we're going to be back in just a moment because I'm going to have Dr. McDay, and I want to talk to him about what he does to strengthen the immune system. Be right back, folks. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
Do you realize that most of your pains is oftentimes your brain is recycling your previous pains? Do you realize that a lot of times stress and emotions make your pain worse? Which also means it's not purely physical, but the emotional aspect intensifies your pain. Learn how to change your memories of pain, and your body will follow the mind. You know it works anyway. You think something positive, you feel good. You think of something negative, you feel bad. This system always works. Learn how to change your mind, and your body will follow the new change in your mind. SkillsToChange.com. Check it out.
One of the things I needed to get back to is using herbal teas without caffeine that are really tasty. And I found out a great little tea shop called Joe's Herb Cabinet. Joe's Herb Cabinet on MacArthur at 13325 North MacArthur, Suite 3. You can go in there and they'll mix up different teas for you. And now you can make up a gallon of tea and have that to drink. You'll feel so much better than drinking caffeine tea or coffee. And it gives you something great this summer. Joe's Herb Cabinet, 13325 North MacArthur. And tell them Dan Soloway sent you. My friend David High makes some very, very powerful nutritional products. And he has one for the prostate. And I was having trouble with my prostate. I was running to the bathroom all the time. I mean, way too much. And didn't really show that high of PSA, but nevertheless, I started taking this prostate product, taking 3 in the morning or 3 in the evening, and boy, that made all the difference in the world. So call 405-740-0676 and find out for yourself. You'll love this. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Dan's Health Talks, which if you go to danshealthtalks.com, you'll be able to link from there over to all the podcasts I have up. I think right now at this moment I'm saying this, there's about 112 podcasts up there. So there's a couple of years of podcasts. And you'll find the title of the main people I'm interviewing or the main subject right there. So right now I have a very good friend of mine, Dr. Larry McDay. And Dr. McDay is a doctor. He's a naturopathic doctor and a PhD in nutrition. Very, very knowledgeable. Been at this for many, many years, and he did it to save his own life, and we might talk about that later on, but he had was diabetic and would have died if he hadn't learned how to take care of himself. But right now, a lot of people want to know what someone of Larry's caliber, how is he avoiding getting the coronavirus? What is he doing in a natural way? Because I know he doesn't like the vaccines. So Larry, thank you for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Dan. It's always great to be here. I'd like to thank you for all the compliments here. When it comes to COVID, you know, there's so many things out there, and we have so many people talking about that, and we can't sit here and say this is what you have to do, but there's some pretty good studies out there that show that you have some success with a number of different nutritional items. Now, we don't need to talk about the drugs. There are some drugs out there quite useful as well, but from a nutritional standpoint, one of the first things that come to mind is a good quality vitamin D3. Now, you can find vitamin D3 all over the internet, health food stores, that type of thing. You've got to ratio your vitamin D3 with something called manaquinone, which is a compound that is basically vitamin K derived. It is vitamin K, but it's a fraction part of it. Especially the MK4 or the MK7 is a very important part of the K complex to actually help you with boosting your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's guaranteed in medicine nor nutrition, but some of the research out there shows that elevated vitamin D3 levels seem to be protective as far as a prophylactic, and then even after the fact where some people have COVID. Again, no guarantee. We're not selling used cars, new cars, or anything else. We're just telling what some of the research has shown to help many people. And, of course, what we suggest is most people in the United States, probably worldwide, but I know in the United States, most people, one of their major deficiencies nutritionally is vitamin D3. And mm-hmm. we call it a vitamin. It's mostly like a hormone instead of a vitamin, but it's called vitamin D3. And people get that mixed up thinking that vitamin D2, a different complex, a so-called natural complex, that is going to be protected. Doesn't show from research that that's anywhere near as effective as a D2 compared to a vitamin D3. People that knew me will take insulin from about 10,000 international units. That's not milligrams now. It's not even a full milligram, for that matter, if you measure it in milligrams. But 10,000 international units, or IUs, on a daily basis. Fountain had the 25-hydroxy vitamin D3 blood draw, and they measured that. The normal range, as far as being able to get by safely, is someplace around 30 to about 80. A lot of physicians will panic if it's too high. Far more dangerous is to have it too low.
Yeah.
Those below 30 seem to have so many things wrong with them, and I've seen my clients come in with vitamin D3 levels in the 8, 10, 12s. They think if they have a 20, they're doing well. Well, they're not. Need to get that. A lot of health food stores have that. We have a special complex that we sell that has the vitamin D3, and each capsule has 10,000 IUs. It also has 300 micrograms.
Perfect.
It's not milligrams, but 300 micrograms of vitamin K4 and K7. Which helps to be a good ratio with the protective situation.
Yeah, that's the ratio, folks, that they find pulls the calcium out of the arteries, which is far more dangerous than soft plaque. It's the calcium that can really bring on a stroke. But it also, I was surprised to find this out, the MK7 increases the energy of the mitochondria.
Well, it does. And, you know, the mitochondria, of course, is where the energy is produced in the body. It produces a compound called ATP, adenosine triphosphate, which we use as fuel in the body. And it takes the glucose and converts it into the ATP. But again, it's a complex called the Krebs cycle. Include there the mitochondria in there. Some call it the citric acid cycle. I mean, a number of different avenues there that are names that can be used for this particular pathway or avenue. A number of different things. It would be great if we just had vitamin D3 that all we had to do is take. But if we want to have a healthy immune system, we have another product that we call GastroFormula that has a lot of good of the proper amino acids. There are 8 essential amino acids, and when it comes to animal protein, a few people are scared of animal protein, shouldn't be, but again, there's something called amino acid utilization factor that has to do with how the protein is used to help protect the body and boost the immune system. So if you're eating a good old egg, don't worry about the cholesterol in there. Worry about the good amino acid, the protein that's found in that egg. The egg is about has a utilization factor, means that it's actually used as protein of about 50%. That's a little little high. It's actually 47%. But again, 50% of that egg is used as protein. The other remaining balance goes to, actually, the protein turns into sugar. It has to be used by the body. And again, that's the best utilization factor that you can have. If you take, let's say, turkey, it has a factor of 32. That means 32% of that protein of the turkey is being used as protein to help boost that immune system. The remaining 68% is going to be turned into glucose or sugar to help fuel the body, but it can be antiemetic sometimes.
Let me ask you this, because the reason I would take your gastro product is it keeps the health of the GI tract. I mean, it brings down the inflammation,
yes,
helps rebuild the lining of the gastro area, and people don't realize that 80% of your immune system happens within the GI tract, and by keeping that healthy, your brain's going to work better, your heart's going to work better, as well as your gut, and your immune system's going to work better, and you're going to take some of the load off your immune system.
Sure. Well, there's the gut-brain connection. There's a number of different avenues and pathways that are involved there. And where that inflammation or malabsorption even takes place is usually in the first 4 or 5 inches of the small intestine, where most of that digestion is going to take place. Not digestion, but absorption. It will go ahead and deliver the nutrients to the body. And again, we have the gastro formula, which has a great anti-inflammatory. It has the amino acids we've talked about. It has essential fatty acids. It has minerals and vitamins. It's almost like a multi-mineral vitamin complex that added with the essential fatty acids and some herbs and a few other things that we've used for years. In fact, it's been around and fine-tuned about 6 or 7 times, but we've used that particular product for about 30 years now, and we haven't given it up because it helps so much with the various situations of the body, especially inflammation and absorption.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal product, folks. I know people with irritable bowel and Crohn's and just all the different things that people are plagued with in the GI tract that really get a lot out of this product. So if you are one of those people, and or you know someone that's dealing with that, how do people get a hold of you, Larry?
Well, my air code is 405, and the telephone number is 627-1964. Once again, that's 405. That's the area code. The telephone number is 627-1964.
And that was when Larry was born.
He was. Thanks for remembering.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway. Now,
I'll be off 40 or 50 years. Rather than that.
Well, a few years, give or take. Now, there's also you get sometimes IVs to boost your immune system.
Yeah, I do.
Talk about that for just a few minutes.
Well, I have a good friend. He used to be one of my students. He's now a nurse practitioner. He also is a naturopath, and he does functional medicine 2 days a week away from the emergency room, so he has his own private practice, and then he works, again, as emergency room doc as well. But I go to him, and I use intravenous vitamin C, and we use some things in there besides the vitamin C. We have one of my favorite things in life. I think one of the most protective nutrients you can put in your body is glutathione. Now, glutathione, if it's not IV'd, is a fairly hard thing to take. So if you are not having an IV, and we'll talk a little bit further about that, I will tell people you can go out and buy a good quality N-acetylcysteine, mm-hmm. also known as NAC, N-acetylcysteine, and take a pretty good dosage there, which I can talk to you about privately. That will help with the N-acetylcysteine is a precursor or something that helps to make the glutathione, which is the body's major antioxidant. But I like to go first class and get it into the system quickly. So I go for a weekly IV of a 500 milliliter bag of vitamin C with the glutathione, some B vitamins, a few other things in there that kind of spices up the immune system.
I want to say something, because I know in your daily assured nutrition, you also have N-acetylcysteine. Folks, there was an interesting experiment that really impressed me. They took a laboratory mice. I don't know how many, 50, let's say, and they gave half of them inosistine. So the glutathione levels were higher in one group of the mice. Then they gave them lethal doses of radiation. And when the mice that didn't have the inosistine, when they all died, they did autopsies on both groups. The ones that did have inosistine, which meant had high glutathione, showed no damage at all from the radiation. That is amazing, folks.
Yeah, and again, just as a quick note, we won't go into discussion, but N-acetylcysteine is something that would be useful if you encounter something called graphene oxide. So that's one thing that might be helpful.
Okay. Again, Larry, tell people how to get a hold of you.
Telephone number is area code 405-627-1964. That's area code 405-627-1964.
Larry, very soon I want to record a show with you on blood sugar and diabetes, since I consider you one of the top experts on that.
All right.
Thank you, Larry.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Take care.
Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
This Robert Gene. I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, skillstochange.com.
One of the things I needed to get back to is using herbal teas without caffeine that are really tasty. And I found out a great little tea shop called Joe's Herb Cabinet. Joe's Herb Cabinet on MacArthur at 13325 North MacArthur, Suite 3. You can go in there and they'll mix up different teas for you. And now you can make up a gallon of tea and have that to drink. You'll feel so much better than drinking caffeine tea or coffee. And it gives you something great this summer. Joe's Herb Cabinet, 13325 North MacArthur. And tell them Dan Soloway sent you. My friend David High makes some very, very powerful nutritional products. And he has one for the prostate. And I was having trouble with my prostate. I was running to the bathroom all the time. I mean, way too much. And didn't really show that high of PSA, but nevertheless, I started taking this prostate product, taking 3 in the morning or 3 in the evening, and boy, that made all the difference in the world. So call 405-740-0676 and find out for yourself. You'll love this. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. I want you to make you aware of my website. You go to danshealthtalks.com. No apostrophe up there. You put an address bar. Takes you to the website. It does a lot for you. If you go to events, it'll take you to over 100 shows. I would just click on iHeartRadio and go right over there, and you keep clicking on, and you'll find more and more shows. But it also has my phone number and has my email address. So if you want to do nutritional counseling with me, that's how you find me, danshealthtalks.com. Write this number down, 405-627-1964, 405-627-1964. That's for Dr. Larry McDay. You've heard me interviewing about his Super Dan, which is Daily Assured Nutrition. I tell you, folks, that is one heck of a bargain. You would have to spend 5 times as much to get all this packed into that product. But also the gastro product is phenomenal. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. Call 405-627-1964. Welcome back, folks. If you're just tuning in now, this is Dr. Dan Soloway. You've been listening to Dan's Health Talks, which you can go, as I always like to say, over to danshealthtalks.com and get a lot of information and find out how to click over right there in the beginning. You can click over to the podcast on Podbean, or you can go over to Vince and click on iHeartRadio and find it as well. But I find it a little bit tough to find if you just try to search for Dan's Health Talk. So this makes it very simple. Now, I want to stay on this, keeping your immune system strong. It's such a concern right now. I will tell you, though, I had some statistics that I thought was very interesting. The average death, the mean average of people dying from the coronavirus, I think it was 80.5 or maybe a little bit more than that. So let's say getting close to 81 years. Well, the mean average of people dying of old age is less than that. So what does that say? It mainly goes after elderly people. Elderly people are going to be deficient in vitamin D, probably zinc. They're not getting enough sun. They're not getting exercise. They don't. They may not eat right. They certainly don't absorb well. So even if they are eating right, they don't get the nutrients they need. And so a lot of things go on like that. But you have 640,000 people die of heart disease every year. You have 180,000 die of stroke. Then you have getting close to 600,000 people, 580 or something or 40, die of cancer, and then it goes on and on of different things people die of. Alzheimer's, you wouldn't think that would be something that kills someone, but it can. It's like the brain forgets to tell the heart to pump. But congestion heart failure, I don't know why strokes are not included in heart disease, but they separate those out. Now, when the person is healthy and when they have energy, like what I tell you all the time with the Restore product, then a lot of things can be avoided, but you need to be able to absorb things, and that breaks down. That's part of what causes the age. Now, the beautiful thing about the Restore product is the XDS technology. I like to call it Restore 44 because there's 44 different things in there. And a base of olive leaf, which is very antiviral when you have a real powerful and the right quality of olive leaf. Black seed oil has a reputation that way. And olive oil to a lesser degree. Those are the base oils that the 41 other nutrients are in. But Dr. Elliott has designed that product where everything works synergistically and just the right amount without too much, so it will enter into the cell. And I describe it being like a train entering a train tunnel. If he threw in something like ginkgo, it would stop it from working. Though ginkgo might be okay on its own, it doesn't work well. It doesn't play well with others. And there's other things that don't play well. It took him a long time to figure out which things to use and which not. And that's why this is the third stage, because he had Restore 0.01, Restore 0.02, and now we're at Restore 0.03. And the 6 months or a year going from 02 to 03 to find out what things work well and what things could be added and what things he needed, certain things for the gut as well, a lot of things in there for the eyes because people's vision were improving dramatically, and we're going to get a lot of wonderful case studies. But we're also finding people that have had lung problems, breathing problems for many years, that are saying their breathing has improved dramatically, people's blood sugar. And it has a calming effect. It has these adaptogens. Adaptogens, the Russians had discovered a number of years ago. Remember when I first read about those? And they were used to lower stress. So the cortisol levels would stay lower when the body had been stressed. When an athlete works out really hard, that puts a lot of stress. And the ideal is you want to be able to work out really hard quite often. But if you do that too much and don't recover, you end up with adrenal fatigue, a real serious problem. And it will cause an athlete to lose, just go downhill. And it's hard to come back. Well, they found certain herbs are fantastic. Ashwagandha is one of my favorites, but ginseng, certain forms of ginseng. The list, cordyceps, which is a mushroom. There's different things that are really good at helping the adrenal gland and bringing oxygen to the cells. And there's a number of other things in there. But the reason I'm saying this is stress represses your immune system. You can have you can measure someone's T-cell count, have them watch a really scary movie or something that just really stresses them out, and after that, their T-cell count will go down. One of the great examples I always got a kick out of, and since it's about ready to be football season, they had a group of men, as they walked into the game, they took a swab of the inside of their mouth to measure their T-cell count, not their testosterone levels. And then when they came out, they measured them again. And then they ran their tests and found out the group that they measured when their team had lost, their testosterone levels had gone down. If their team had won, it had gone up. Well, the same thing happens with the T-cell count. When you're feeling down, your immune system also goes down. It's very sensitive to your mood. And so you have to be aware of that. That's also why a good night's sleep is so important on how well you're going to live and how long you're going to live. If you sleep well, then your body recovers, and most recovery, growth hormones and everything else come out during sleep. Most recovery happens in sleep. You need the REM sleep, you need the deep delta sleep and theta. You need all these in the right cycle. And that's why I run commercials for the Invigorest product, because it really helps you sleep. Now, as you've gotten older, you may want to throw some extra melatonin in there with it, but it's a phenomenal product for sleep. And when you start sleeping, your body can handle things, but if you don't sleep, you're going to have a repressed immune system. Same thing happens when you eat something that's real sugary. Let's say you have a sugary soda. If they measure the T-cell count, and then you drink this 12-ounce, 16-ounce, or sometimes people drink a heck of a lot more than that, you drink that soda and they measure it again, your T-cell count is going to drop dramatically. And so that's why it's important to eat like a low-carb or a keto diet, which is a low-carb diet, a little different twist, more fat, less protein, or vegetables that are non-starchy, and avoid the sweets. There are things that taste sweet that won't affect that won't raise your blood sugar. But once your blood sugar goes racing up and comes falling down, as it goes down, it's also pulling your immune system down. So you got to be aware of that. You can't just sit around the house like in your pajamas, like a lot of people did when we were sequestered because of the coronavirus, and eat candy and think you're going to be okay. You're going to make yourself more susceptible. You need sunlight. I have a theory. I have to be careful the way I explain this, but the coronavirus hit the black community and the Hispanic community more than it did the white community. Now, it could be that there's something genetically that it's more susceptible. What I think it is, they noticed years ago that the further you move away from the equator, the more autoimmune diseases people have and the more cancer they have. That people whose genetics was close to the equator, moving to the United States, they have arthritis, Alzheimer's, they have heart disease, they have and then these rare, strange autoimmune diseases. There's so many of them now. There used to be about a handful, about 20, and now there's like 125 different autoimmune diseases. And that's not just coming from the lack of sunlight. That's coming from foods that are soaked in pesticides, GMOs, and all that really does havoc in the bad diet that people eat, and then the overuse of antibiotics, which throws the whole system off. Well, but if you have dark skin, you need a lot more sunlight to get that vitamin D. And the further north you are, when you only produce vitamin D out of your skin when, if you're standing outside, the shadow is shorter than you are tall. Well, in the wintertime, the shadow is long because of the angle. That wavelength that's producing that will not create vitamin D. So I wouldn't normally recommend taking going to one of the tanning booths, but those people probably benefit from it because there are rays in there that produce vitamin D. But I know some people, my cousin being one, he would be depressed in the wintertime. He would have that seasonal depression that happens when they don't get enough sunlight. Now, it could be also the way the sunlight hits the eyes, affects melatonin. But another thing that happens when sunlight hits your skin, it creates nitric oxide. Well, nitric oxide uses oxygen to kill bacteria, virus, and fungus. Also opens up your blood vessels, makes the heart healthier, lowers blood pressure. It works. It has a Viagra effect in the body. That's all Viagra does, is creates more nitric oxide. Well, you get two things from sunlight. You get the vitamin D and you get the nitric oxide. And so you have a pathogen killer in the form of nitric oxide that benefits your heart and get better blood flow and all that. And you have a hormone, which is what vitamin D is, when it hits the fat layers in the surface of the skin and produces it. So I think that's why dark-skinned people had more likelihood of getting sick, unless they really worked at being out in the sun when exposing their body, wearing shorts and short sleeves or tank tops or something. So they got more sunlight. But they have to work at it a little harder. There may be other reasons I'm not aware of, but that's something that I wanted to throw out there. It's I hope no one takes offense of it. I don't mean to anyone to take offense of it. But it's very, very important. And to get some sunlight in this time of year, try to get some sunlight, at least 20 minutes. I don't want you to burn, but I want you to get some sunlight. And I need it too. My legs are so white, I could blind someone with them. My arms have some tan on, my legs don't, though I actually tan up rather easily. But I don't spend a lot of time in the sun. If you do end up getting a sunburn, the best product for that is the Rejuvenate gel that has so many dramatic effects, but it was first made to bring down sunburn, and it worked beautifully that way. But it also, people say, oh, my joints aren't bothering me. My face is younger. My hair is healthier. I don't have such and such going on in my hair. So it's a phenomenal product. I use it every day on my face and in my hair, and it's just a part of my daily routine. Now, we're going to be back next week, folks, and I hope you get a lot out of this. Share this with your friends and family, and tell them to go to danshealthtalks.com. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it.